Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, January 15th. More snow in the forecast in Bruce and Gray counties today. Snow squall warnings continue across the region. We'll take a look at the Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. Highways 6, 9, 10, 21, and 26 are reported as snow-covered with some bare sections this morning and fair to good visibility. County roads in Bruce and Gray, mostly snow-covered as well. And we do have some bus cancellations to pass along, brought to you by Bay West Nissan and Leon's Owen Sound. Also, school buses in Grey Bruce are canceled today. Schools are open. A garage fire east of Burgoyne has resulted in about $200,000 in damage. Firefighters from Terra and Paisley were on scene for several hours yesterday and managed to quickly contain the blaze in the 200-plus square foot garage. No injuries were reported. Erin Eldersley Fire Chief Steve Tiernan says they're not completely sure what the cause was, but they had responded to the same address Monday for a fire as well. He says it may have been because of an extension from a wood stove. Grey Bruce OPP are appealing for tips after someone stole booze from the LCBO in Meaford. Police say the incident happened last Wednesday when an unknown suspect made off with more than $1,000 worth of alcohol. A photo and more details are posted at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Anyone who can help is asked to contact the OPP or Crime Stoppers. West Grey supporting three new cell towers proposed around the municipality. The 45-meter shared towers will spring up on Concession 6 NDR, Hamilton Lane in Glen Elg, and Concession 2 in Benting. They'll help improve service in the area. The 59th Grey Bruce Farmers Week wrapped up at the Elmwood Community Center yesterday. Coordinator Lori Smith says feedback was positive throughout the seven-day agricultural conference and trade show.
Well, there have been amazing comments this week from the farmers, but also the speakers. You know, when you have speakers that speak all over North America and they tell you that, you know, you're the most organized conference that they've ever been at, or that we're the most communicative of all the conferences they work with, it really feels good. We're doing a good job.
On the national news, Premier Doug Ford and the country's other provincial and territorial leaders will sit down with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today to talk about looming U.S. tariffs.
It could cost 500,000 jobs. This is serious. It's unprecedented.
Ford says if President-elect Donald Trump makes good on his threat to impose a tax on imports, everyone in Ontario will be affected. And former BC Premier Christy Clark and Industry Minister François-Philippe Champagne won't be running for leadership of the Federal Liberal Party. The names that are expected to be in the race to replace Trudeau are former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, House Speaker Karina Gould, and Mark Carney. They're all expected to announce within the week their plans for the Liberal leadership vote, which will wrap up on March 9th. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look poised for a higher open this morning. Futures are up in pre-market trading ahead of a key inflation report south of the border. Yesterday, the Dow advanced 221 points, closing at 42,518. The S&P 500 was higher as well, while the NASDAQ was down slightly. The TSX closed 52 points higher at 24,588. Bitcoin trading flat this morning, hovering at around 96,800 US. The price of oil up a half percentage point, $77.80 per barrel, while gold's up nearly 1% to over $2,700 an ounce. The Canadian dollar is at 69.61 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Broadhead with the morning sports brought to you by RE/MAX. Dallas defeated the Maple Leafs 4-1. Leafs have now lost three straight and have scored just one goal in their last two games. The Jets are the first to 30 wins with their victory against Vancouver. Montreal defeated Utah. Ottawa shut out the Islanders. St. Louis topped Calgary. Evgeny Malkin's among a growing list of athletes who have had their homes broken into while they're playing games. It's reported that his three Stanley Cup rings were stolen. Toronto Sentinels triumphed over Ottawa for their first road win. Leila Annie Fernandez advanced to the third round of the Australian Open, and Tiger Woods made his TGL debut. That's the Indoor Golf League, and his team Jupiter Lynx got walloped by the LA Golf Club. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The inaugural OHL Top Prospects game set to go tonight in Brantford. Owen Sound Attack players David Bedkowski, Harry Nancy, and Matthew Kaprowski are playing for the Western Conference Prospects team. Friday, the Attack visit the Brampton Steelheads. And in the PGHL tonight, the Kincardine Bulldogs are on the road to face the Fergus Whalers. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page. Just go to bayshorebroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. The weather's up next. Flurries and squalls today. A warning continues across Bruce and Gray counties. 10 centimeters, a high of minus 6, feeling more like minus 13. Tonight, a few flurries and a low of minus 10. And tomorrow, more snow, 5 centimeters, possibly squalls, a high of minus 3.